This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to be with you again. And with me this hour is pioneer, visionary, and executive director of City Farmers Society, Michael Levinston. And what he has to share with you and me about urban farming is truly inspiring, and it's a pleasure to have him as my guest this hour. Before I ask Michael to join me, I want to make sure that you receive a copy of our new Arbico Organic Summer Catalog. It is absolutely beautiful, and I want everybody to have one. It has everything you need for summer growing, seed starting and propagation, indoor and outdoor composting, fertilizers, soil amendments, beneficial insects and mites, beneficial nematodes, weed and disease controls, pest control, animal controls, and biological fly control with Arbico Organics' own fly eliminators and much more. That's called fly eliminators and much more. That's a hard word to say sometimes. Anyway, if you're already an Arbico Organics customer, you will be receiving your copy in the mail. And if you'd like a copy of our catalog, you can order your free copy by going online to www.arbico-organics. That's A-R-B-I-C-O-organics. Organics with an S dot com. Or you can always give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will make sure you receive a copy. Be sure to use the free $10 off coupon on the back of your catalog when you make your next purchase. And the next time you're on Facebook, take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can follow me directly at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. For those of you who would like to call in during the live broadcast of today's show, you'll receive a $25 Arbico Organics gift certificate. Here's the number to call with your questions, 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. And now I would like to invite my guest, Michael Levinston, to join me. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to 9 a.m. Sunday in Vancouver, Canada.
Early Yippee.
Morning day of rest.
It is an early morning day of rest. And I tell you, I don't know when you get any rest. All the stuff that you're involved in, my goodness, it is just, it blows me away. I had no idea. You've been hiding out there and doing amazing things.
We're a bit of a secret group. We were delighted this year when they did another Lonely Planet book on the city of Vancouver. I think it's the sixth edition. They finally included our little garden as sort of one of the places to see. So it takes a long time, but we're delighted that whoever finds us, finds us.
Well, I'll tell you, you are just amazing what you're doing, and my hat's off to you. I'm so delighted. Before we get into our topics, I should say, tell us a little bit about yourself. You have quite a background, and tell us how you got all about yourself. Tell us about how you became a gardener. What inspired you?
Well, I'm really not a gardener. My wife's a gardener. I hire gardeners. I think you could say I'm an environmentalist. It was a term that I never used about myself, but when I went to university in the early 70s, that was what we did. We were passionate about the environment. There weren't really ministries of environment or departments of environment. They were just starting up at that time. So the projects we did were about our concern for the environment. And when a group of us were fortunate enough to stumble upon the backyard garden as a way, the backyard food garden as a way to discuss environmental issues, I was hooked and have continued now for 36 years, basically promoting what we called at that time city farming or urban agriculture, which is now ubiquitous. It's in the lexicon. We've just done that every day, and we're a small nonprofit and enjoyed our work.
Wow. So, you know, it just blows me away, honestly, all the stuff that you've been doing. Tell us a little bit about how the organization got started and, you know, how it's sort of over the last 36 years. I mean, you have been doing an awful lot of not just that, but, I mean, you published an urban agriculture website every day since 1994. Tell us about that.
Well, it is, I guess if you're not a gardener pulling weeds, you've got time to muck around on the web. And I'm a Mac guy, and one day in our Macintosh computer club, somebody hooked up the Internet in the early 90s, and they showed me these web pages, and I was just stunned because we had, in 1978, put out a little newspaper, 8 or 12-page paper newspaper, and tried to deliver, you know, a couple of thousand of those at a few pennies or whatever, the whole layout, the whole process, and suddenly I see the potential. We mean, people have grown up since there, they don't know the difference, but the idea that you could distribute for pennies, photos, now movies, now words, all around the world in your pajamas from your home. It was just a stunning thing. And so I got caught by that Internet bug. And even before there were books on HTML, which is some of the basic code of the web, I started learning and put out a little Internet site, Urban Agriculture Notes. And every day I watched to see what countries were coming online, who was visiting. And I always say it was like having a stamp collection. You could actually collect, you know, this country and over 200 countries. So that was the exciting beginning, and it was a way of sharing urban agriculture material. You know, at that point, there wasn't a lot, and a researcher would come to your office. You'd share a book or a paper and talk about it. They might spend time Xeroxing it, taking it home. Suddenly, you could put the PDF online, and the whole world could see it, and you didn't even know who was seeing it. So lots of excitement on the web, and I do put up information 7 days a week. It's just something I guess I do, it's sort of a baby. Urban agriculture is our baby. City farming is something we consider our baby. So anyone writing about it, and more people do, anyone taking courses in it, anyone photographing it, I get excited and put it up.
Well, you know, I am right there with you as far as you know, how we really need to focus in on this on this whole urban agriculture idea and city farming. What is it that got you started, particularly in Vancouver, though? What was sort of like the, you know, what catalyzed the there's had to be one and then another and another, and so what was it that got you going?
Well, as I said, I was an environmentalist, meaning I liked nature, I liked quiet, I it was the reverse of pavement and noisy cars. I liked trees and plants and quiet. So I'd always had that in my blood. And then in Vancouver, I'm from Toronto, which is eastern, where you get winters like you do probably, and it's very cold. Suddenly I'm in a Pacific Northwest city, which I really can't call our winters winter. They're wet, and maybe a day of snow if we're lucky or unlucky. And so plants thrive out here. They don't die off, really. They sort of get cold and they get wet. Now, when we began this project, which was to do with food gardening, and we stumbled upon this as a way, we thought, how can we save energy in the food system? We were working for an energy conservation society. That was back in 78. And we thought, well, if somebody raises food in the backyard, of course they're saving energy in the food system because they're not trucking it in, they're not using this and that. And so that was sort of the catalyst, energy conservation and food. And then as we started driving up and down the back lanes or walking through the back lanes, for me it was a revelation that all these people were growing food. I'm from Toronto. We didn't have a food garden. We had gardens. I'd mow the lawn, and that was the norm. Father went to work, etc. So to suddenly see that there was soil, there was sun, and that's all you needed, the gardener could change the practice from mowing lawns and edging to growing peas and tomatoes. I mean, It's very obvious. It was obvious to people before I started. It's obvious to people now, but there's always that virgin who's never seen it, and it was a revelation.
There you go. I'm going to have to cut you off, Michael, but we're coming right back. For those of you that are listening, don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics Specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. With me is the remarkable Michael Levinston, Executive Director of City Farmer Society in Vancouver, B.C., Canada. Welcome back, Michael. You've just done so much. I mean, starting your work in 1978, you've been working, my gosh, 36 years, and It's just amazing what you've all done, and I feel very, very much close to your thinking. I mean, when I graduated from college myself, I knew that I wanted to make a difference. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do though, and I never thought I would grow up to raise bugs for a living and be involved in the alternative agriculture industry. And so I feel a kinship towards, you know, this activism, because I think I saw things that just were out of balance. And, we were sort of the first generation who forgot how to garden. We forgot our connectedness in many ways to nature. And there was almost a disdain and a disconnect to nature, more like looking at it as a commodity and not something that we are part of. And so I love what you're doing.
We're in the same world, you and
yes,
I.
Nope, yes,
and
we
I
are.
Respect what you're doing, and I'm definitely going to look through and use some of your work and connect with you.
That's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about these community gardens, and tell us a little bit about all the different types of gardens there are, and take us through a walk in Vancouver and how it was. I know you, in the very beginning, there were just people that had hobby gardens, but now there's this. We have really seen some transformation of your community. So let's have a little information about that.
Well, I don't think anything that is happening on the ground in the cities is novel and new, and that's why I spend so much time doing a lot of historical articles about school gardens and allotment or vacant lot gardens or war gardens or organic gardens. Like, there are examples all through the histories of cities of this, but every year things change, the background changes, so you have city gardening, urban agriculture. You have the internet. That wasn't there before. You had, say, more after the war. You're more aware than I am. You had the chemical industry moving into pesticides in a big way for the homeowner. That didn't occur so much in the same way at an earlier date, but there was some. So in Vancouver, there have always been community gardens, backyard gardens. What we have done with urban agriculture is brought in under that term, school gardens, rooftop gardens, anything to do, from our point of view, this is our definition, with food production. The urban person has always been looked at, and certainly at a certain point, as a consumer. They buy things in the store. We wanted to focus on the fact that you could be a producer like a farmer or rural farmers, in some fashion, even if it was growing a little lettuce or a tomato. You were a city farmer, you were a producer, and all the things that you became aware of. So there's a certain change in consciousness about the urban gardening. Urban gardening remains the same. Seeds, sun, soil, water, food, but all sorts of things around. And it changes every day at City Farmer. You're in the bug world. In the last few years here, we had a chafer beetle that was destroying lawns. That was our number one concern, say, among city people, because we're a lawn city, and the skunks and crows would dig up the lawns going for the grubs, disturbing people. Right now, personally, I'm focused on a European fire ant, which is starting to move in here, hasn't quite hit the news in such a big way, but I think is going to change our environment. And you can fit that into urban agriculture, of course, all these pests, because with the lawn grub, people could transform their lawn into a food garden. Of course, now with the fire ant, they're going to have to think, what am I going to do out there gardening if I'm going to be stung? So I'm just using those as examples that the field of urban agriculture changes by the day. I can give you examples in 36 years of how I've watched it change. It keeps it exciting, as I'm sure in your industry, always new inventions, new problems. So, yes, it's a big field. It's an interesting field. And right now in Vancouver, lots of action on all fronts, school gardens, community gardens, backyard gardens, organic gardens, it's still a huge interest. And you have a leader in the United States, Mrs. Obama, who is promoting it 6 years later at the White House. I've just put up another video of her having a banquet with kitchen garden food on the table. And so when leaders promote this, then people see it as status quo. And when it's status quo, it's not so scary, and they follow.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about, from the world perspective. I mean, you've done some amazing things on your website, which I want to mention right now, how people can find the website. It's, let's see, I'm going to find it right now.
I can give it to you. Give it to me.
Cityfarmer.info. I have on my computer about 15 of your windows open. And so, I mean, it's just, I'm looking at City Farmer News, for example, and I mean, I don't know how many countries you've been involved in, but it's quite extensive.
Well, you know, I should clarify, we are a news collecting site. Sometimes we put up stories and photos that we put up, but for the most point, we link to stories that we find from around the world. We don't directly involve ourselves in those projects. Now, there's a term used on the web, which I only learned shortly ago, for what we do. It's called curating. You become a curator on your website of a certain collection, like an art gallery, where he would be a curator of that particular art gallery. My curating job is city farming, urban agriculture. So every day, either people send me stories or I find them, and I put them under one website umbrella, and then people who are interested in the subject can come and see those stories. So I just wanted to clarify, we may not be directly involved, although people ask us all the time from around the world for advice.
Of course, because you're like a clearinghouse now. I mean, it's quite amazing, and you have archives that go back many years, and I just want everybody who's listening to take a look at cityfarmer.info. It really is impressive, and the stories are, you know, they really open your heart to the possibilities, because we, in this country, obviously, we have it a lot better than the rest of the world, and so there are places that, people, they don't have food, they're starving, and for them to go back into in growing their own food is an amazing endeavor. And when you think about, for example, places like Brazil, where families living in the rainforest where it's been cut down, well, all of a sudden they stay intact as a family because they're growing their own food and they don't have to go to the cities. We're coming right back in just a few moments, so don't go away. And if you'd like to give us a call, we're at 800-877-300-7645. 877-300-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is Michael Levinston, Executive Director of City Farmer Society, located in Vancouver, BC, Canada. City Farmer teaches people how to grow food in the city, compost their waste, and take care of their home landscape in an environmentally responsible way. Welcome back, Michael. So composting is sort of the backbone of farming and gardening. What are you doing there in Vancouver? I know you have a strong program there.
Well, we're very fortunate. We're a tiny nonprofit society, but we have a piece of city land which we've had since 1981, which was originally our organic demonstration food garden. But in the early 90s, the cities wanted to get people composting in order to reduce the amount of food waste going into the landfill and yard waste. So we set up the Compost Demonstration Garden of Vancouver, where we got funding from our engineering department in Vancouver. We still are fortunate to be supported by them, and we teach backyard composting. Right now, there's a big transition in the city where by next year it will be against the law to put any yard waste or food waste in a garbage bin that is going to our landfill. It all has to go into a separate green yard waste, food waste bin and be composted by commercial compost facilities. This is a big change, and what they're trying to do is reduce the amount of waste that we bury in the landfill. So we've been very involved for all these years teaching people how to compost, how to take care of their organic waste.
It certainly is against the law of nature to be throwing compost into, you know, digging it into a place where there's not enough oxygen or microorganisms to break it down. What a great idea. I love that idea a lot. And, you know, we're big on composting. In fact, the media that we feed our insects, we compost that. And because the insects have an exoskeleton that creates chitin when they are broken down by the microorganisms, it creates something called chitinase, and it is a natural nematicide. And so,
wow.
Yeah, who would have thought? So it's actually the most popular compost that in all of Arizona, which is where I'm broadcasting from, Tucson. And so it's
we'll
quite amazing.
We'll have to look at that for sure.
Yes, indeed. And I love that. I mean, you know, what I always tell people when I give a speech is if you leave with just one thing, compost, compost, compost.
Wow. That's wonderful. I want to hear one of your speeches. I know Bette Midler is a big pusher of compost, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. You never know who's going to be one of the allies of compost. But we always say that it's the backbone of urban agriculture. You know, the soil is what's going to make your plants grow well in the city. So let's take this waste that we're throwing out in the city, turn it into good soil, amend it, and grow food. It's just a perfect circle.
Absolutely. And I look at every little scrap as eventually it's my brown gold.
Wonderful.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit about, since we're talking about composting, you developed something called the rodent-resistant composting method. Tell us a little bit about that.
When the cities came to us in 89 and said, we're going to do a brochure on composting, but the one question we have, what about rats? Because we're a port city, we have rats. And so I did a lot of research on what to do, you know, and after talking to a lot of experts, the only way they said you could probably compost is to create a bin that would actually build out, not allow the rats to get in. So that's, you take your six sides, your bottom top, four sides, create something that would allow compost to happen but not have the rodents come in. And we've been working with that concept for years. You know, the rats still, they can eat through plastic bins. We use plastic bins. But the idea those days was you have an open square bin, which we used to call a rat hotel or rat condo. You throw food in, they go in and eat it. So we changed that, and we still work with that. And it's interesting, 25 years later, we just had a big media furor about rats again. I think they had got into an area where they were near a daycare, and they were in the too many of them in the daycare area. So it's always a huge, huge news item, and you just have to work with them in cities like Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco. I actually do, my staff's not thrilled with trapping themselves. I actually do the wooden traps. I get them for $4, and I have a favorite food for the rats, which has worked great. I caught three in the last day just because it's springtime and they're coming out more. I use Reese's Pieces with the cups, the little, I don't know if you eat that candy, but the thing is, the rats love the peanut butter.
They love peanut
and
butter.
And they love chocolate.
Yes.
Our professionals actually take peanut butter out and use it, and then they pour the Hershey's squeeze liquid on it. But I just found this was so easy. It all comes in a little cup, and I just use that. Anyway, that's a sideline here, something I do.
gives new meaning to the Last Supper, right?
Oh, my God. There you go. We're talking Sunday.
Anyway, well, rats, that is always it can be a deterrent to people wanting to compost, and you have to be a smart rat to outsmart rat the rats. So I, you know, it's one of those things that what I tell people is, you know, you have to have an enclosed area that you can open and close, and you just do the best that you can.
We have a number of bins that are quite exceptional. There's a one called the Speedy Bin that a woman's father created back in the early 90s. It's sheet metal. It's all six sides where the bottom is a screen. People always think you need to have lots of air going into a bin. this thing actually, the moisture content is much better with the way this thing works. And when you use leaves, that adds enough oxygen and enough comes in the corners. But this is a high rodent-resistant bin, more than the wooden wire ones, more than the plastic. So we have quite some answers. We even have a bear-proof composter at the garden. You've got to see that. It's critter-proof composter. It's online, made of stone, because we have bears here in some of the surrounding cities here. You may have heard Whistler's a ski area up here.
Oh, yes.
So we have to deal with bear composting, too, or keep the bears out composting, let's put it that way.
Well, we deal with coyotes and javelina.
Oh, boy.
And so, yes, so we certainly understand the issue of animals that are,
yep,
that are out there. And, you know, it's just great to have these kinds of solutions. One of the other things that you work with, of course, is pesticides, banning pesticides, which, of course, is near and dear to my heart. Tell us a little bit about that. We've only got about a minute.
Okay, I'm not, the city of Vancouver, the whole city has, for at least 5 years, has banned the use of cosmetic, I used to say recreational pesticides, but I got that word wrong. That would be recreational drugs. Now, the cosmetic use of pesticides, it's basically, if you've got a garden, you got to go organic here. It's a great thing. It's not province-wide yet, but it pushes us and people to come up with the alternatives, the work that you're doing. And it's wonderful when a municipality takes this on. And we have our own bug lady, Maria Keating. I'd love you to speak to her one day. She works in the industry, working in the greenhouses with pests, but she works for us 2 days a week. Wonderful teacher, does what you do. So we have our bug lady, and she teaches alternative to pesticides.
Well, that's exciting, and I know Canada has led the way in terms of biological control for many, many years. There are producers of beneficial insects and organisms in Canada, and, of course, Canada has led the way in organic agriculture as well. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll be speaking again with Michael Levinston. If you have a question for either one of us, the number to call is 877-300-7645. And when you call in, you'll receive a free $25 gift certificate. And don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is Michael Levinson, Executive Director of City Farmers Society in Vancouver, British Columbia, and once considered to be the ultimate oxymoron, urban agriculture is now part of a burgeoning movement that aims to farm the city for many reasons, including growing food for personal or commercial purposes, nurturing social capital, and fashioning alternative food networks. And the other thing I think, Michael, welcome back, is that it also creates enormous community kinship with your neighbors and a different way of growing your family. So that there's this activity. So this is something that we used to do. Our grandparents did. They always grew a garden. They always collected seeds. They just knew how to do it, and we sort of forgot it. So I'm so glad that you've been a leader in helping to regain this.
Well, thanks. There's so many people that's part of what our website does is to say that there are so many people to celebrate, and I think your radio show does this too, to celebrate who are doing amazing things all over the world in every city. It's definitely. Well, I think originally they said it was like, you know, golf, it's a love, this gardening, people love to do it, families, we mentioned families, community. We get so many young parents with kids coming to our demonstration gardens, and the parents just love to see the kids holding worms, looking at bugs, tasting something fresh from the garden. It's a daily thing. It inspires us as adults to see the kids. We even place things like little fairy houses around the garden to add an extra bit of charm and mystery for them as they go through. And we do everything. You know, we have toddlers come in. But we have all sorts of ages come in, and it's wonderful to be able to communicate in such a beautiful place. I think the garden is very therapeutic. This is all part of it, the horticulture therapy aspect of the garden. There's so many parts to this urban gardening, urban agriculture. It is not just food. It's not just people talk about food security, etc. This is what always fascinates me. It covers everything. In the development world, where people need food, there's work on policy to make urban agriculture part of some of these cultures where it's more difficult to grow food because of water supply, of pests, etc. So it is, in the bigger sense, your term of community, it is so much part of community. It's always been part, the food garden has been part of, as I said, of our urban world. but the urban world changes, the needs change, and we're just trying to keep up with the current state right now.
Well, I love what you just said. You're so elegant in the way you speak, and one of the things that I always feel is it just blows open my heart. And we have a local community demonstration garden in Tucson that we've helped grow over the years, and they bring children in from schools. And I had to just step back, and I just couldn't believe what I saw. They had these little kids. They were probably second or third graders, and they had their seed, and they were getting ready to plant their seed. And so they said, "Okay, dig your hole. All right, now take your seed, give it a kiss, and plant it." And it was so adorable that Can you just imagine?
I have done this 36 years, like you have done this for 30-odd years. It is always inspiring. And the creativity of my staff, whatever age they are, head gardeners, 71, 72. I have young staff who are in their 20s. I have a volunteer that comes all the time. He's in grade 8, and he can give a tour. And to watch how they present this subject from their point of view, always creative, always new. Of course, we all want jobs that are fun and inspiring, and I think you and I have them. But the kids, they do make it for sure.
Most definitely. Tell us about the entrepreneurial aspect of what's going on with urban gardening.
Well, that's very interesting. For us as a nonprofit, food gardening has always been the amateur, someone at home growing some food for themselves, their family, and their friends. And a number of years ago, the idea caught on among very bright, I would call them very bright university types, that, hey, urban agriculture can mean we can start growing food in cities and selling it and making a living. This is what their idea was. It's important enough for all the reasons around sustainability, all the things they'd studied at university, but now they want to actually do it. They want to grow this important food. It's valuable. So they have been trying. And maybe some of them made 10 cents an hour for their work. They're learning, but there's a gamut here. There's people that have taken 10 front yard lawns, put them together, grow food on the 10 yards, and sell them at market or CSA. And then there's also urban agriculture where they've taken rooftops. We have Lufa in Montreal. We have a number in New York City where they are trying to grow and sell and make a living, selling to restaurants close by. We have in Vancouver. So that commercial aspect of urban agriculture is, I would say, very new in the way it's being presented. We've always had farmers around the city as close as possible until they're shoved away by development. But now we're getting young people who are highly educated think we've got to find ways of vertically growing food, aeroponically growing food, in basement, whatever. They're not going to keep up with the marijuana growers who are making a fortune indoors, but they're trying to make a living growing some food, and we're watching that very carefully. And it, in a way, has been kind of a little bit of a beacon for the media to follow urban agriculture. And the community gardens, the backyard gardens, the rooftop gardens, they follow along with that. But it is entrepreneurial.
It really is. Everywhere I seem to look these days, especially in my own neighborhood, there are probably five growers that maybe 15 years ago did not even exist, people who had quote-unquote regular jobs, and they either retired or they lost their jobs or they decided they wanted to do something else. And they're farming on just a very small amount of acreage. It could be half an acre, could be an acre. They're just their front yard, where they're planting an orchard. And they're selling they sell every single thing that they can grow. And in addition to that, they have other animals. They're rearing chickens for eggs and for meat, and it goes on and on. So
I'd love to see. Send me those stories. I always put them up. The media moving this subject from the back of the back page often to the front page of newspapers and magazines and TV drives other people. Whenever the economy is in poor shape, this drives people to move this way. Yes, we're seeing lots of changes in different places. Certainly Detroit is a huge subject of interest where, you know, as you know, vacant lots, loss of jobs over the years, loss of population, masses of vacant land, big projects going on. So, I love all the different stories. We have Vancouver is the most expensive city in the world to live in. It is so expensive. Every piece of land is worth a fortune. But we still have vacant pieces of land that, say, developers are sitting on that are waiting to build on when the time is right. They may be downtown. Our developers have now been able to get tax breaks on that land if they turn them over to community greening projects. So we have temporary community gardens, temporary urban farms on these vacant lands. This is huge in terms of greening our city, even temporarily, and creating community spirit and food. And when you look at other cities, they're also looking at various policies to try and make this happen. I've just put something up on San Francisco. So things are changing, and it's exciting to watch.
It really is. We've got about a minute, Michael. What would you like to share in the last minute with our audience?
I haven't thought of anything, but it's delighted to see what you're doing, and I want to read up more because the pest management aspect of what we're doing is so important. As I say, fire ants here, the European, are on the horizon. We're always looking solutions, so I'm going to be asking you to come up with help for us. That would probably be my last thought, is to tap into your knowledge on this subject. Everybody should go out and try and grow something they don't have to start big, start as small as you like, find some sun, some water and soil, and then grow something, be very proud of what you've done, and then expand on what you've done. I'm the official taster at our gardener. I garden, I'm not a gardener, and I love that job, and you can become a taster as well.
You can become a garden sommelier. And
there
don't forget, everybody, please compost. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining
me.
You are amazing. Keep
Thank
up your
you.
Great work. And for those of you who are listening, next week we'll have another amazing guest. Please go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.